5. The shower beats down upon her. Her eyes closed, she gives her unmoving body over to the movement of the water. Down, down along the sheath of her skin, descending a familiarity, though she cannot remember without checking which direction the spiral goes here north of the equator. She faintly hears him whistling a tune in the kitchen, punctuated once by the rebounding fall of a pan. She smiles despite herself, and runs her hands back through her hair, letting the falling water encompass her form, as his thoughts of her encompass her mind. The way he would touch her cheek and sigh, the way she tried to shrink back inside herself. It was the potential of the moment that frightened, the realization that the actualization of one moment would either destroy her or make her whole once more. This thought was more compelling than the fragmentation of a lifetime, scattered and still, half-formed emotions slipping as they walked through beaded pools, languishing on the faucet. She moves, and realizes the stopper is in place. This whole time she has been wading through these thoughts, deep water shrouding her feet. She pulls it free and calms herself, with the knowledge that all things rise and fall, all things return to the norm, whatever that norm might or might not be. The water escaping through the hole, dropping out of sight, decidedly clockwise. She frowns. I must have been wrong. And it drowns out the humble music from the kitchen.